All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobbo Frank and Michael Tusky here in studio, and we're joined on the phone by associate head coach at Virginia, Richie McKay. Coach McKay was a head coach starting at Portland State in 1995 and was the head coach at Liberty University through the 09 season. And as Coach Bennett said, the first thing he did once he got the job at Virginia was pick up the phone and call Richie McKay and ask him to come to Charlottesville and be his right-hand man. And he's on the bench, although I guess depending on how you look at it, he might be actually on the left side. But he's sitting right beside right beside Coach Bennett. Coach Bennett, of course, recruiting in New Jersey, and Coach McKay joining us in his place tonight. Coach McKay, thanks for taking a few minutes for us.
No problem, guys. How are you tonight?
We're doing great. Well. Let's just start. A terrific start for the basketball team and what I call the segment of the season, the pre-academic exam segment. So your assessment of the team and its progress to date?
We feel like we started getting better at towards the end of last year, and other than our collapse at the ACC tournament against Miami where we just didn't, I mean, everything that could go wrong went wrong. Coach did something there that I really admired. We were invited or potentially going to be invited to a pay-for-play tournament, if you will, and Coach said, I think what's best for us is that this feeling lingers, and I think our guys were motivated to have a different outcome of the season in the coming year, which is this year, and they worked tremendously hard in the spring and in the summer and the fall. And as a result, I think having obviously a healthy Mike Scott and Sammy Zaglinski and some of the returners that we had, along with a couple of newcomers, our guys were off to a good start. Other than probably 30 minutes at in the Virgin Islands where we just didn't play well, 20 of those coming in the TCU game and a couple of different lapses in the Drake and Drexel games, we've been fairly consistent in this before finals break, if you will. So we like what our guys are doing, but we think there's room for improvement.
Yeah, of course you want to play your best basketball in March, but I like the fact you have experience. You've got both inside and outside scoring production. The one thing about Tony Bennett's team, you play the consistently solid defense. Take care of the basketball. Other than last night, you didn't shoot free throws particularly well last night, but overall this year you have. So you're doing the little things well, which adds up to a great chance to be successful.
Yeah, and guys, George Mason's a really good team. I've had a chance to know Paul Hewitt for a while and watched the majority of their games prior to playing us. And so we beat a good team last night, and to do that, you have to do the little things. Like you mentioned, we were a little concerned about the way we shot free throws. But over the course of a season, you're going to have nights where you maybe don't take care of the ball as well as you should, i.e. 19 turnovers against TCU, and nights where you don't shoot the ball from the perimeter or even from the free throw line well. And last night, we didn't shoot it great from the free throw line. But the one thing that's been something that you could take to the bank is that's our guys' effort and concentration on the defensive end, and honestly, it's a credit to Coach Bennett. And if you know his dad at all, that's the mark of the Bennett family. They're not only terrific defensive coaches, they're even better people. And I think because of that, our program's being built on a solid foundation.
Hey, Coach McKay, Michael Tusky here. You mentioned Sammy's health earlier. Is he back to 100%?
Not sure, Mike. I mean, Sammy will tell you he's probably close, but watching him over the past four years, because he played, I think he had 25 against us when we brought our Liberty team in here, and all those were in the second half. So I've seen him over the course of 4 years, and I've seen him maybe a little quicker or a little faster. But the one thing about Sammy that I love is he's just such a warrior, such a competitor. He plays with pain through injury as well as anyone I've ever been around. So I don't know what percentage grade that he'd give you, but I know he's given us 100% of what he's got.
Richie, a question for you. You've got a number of players that have been sort of dinged up. They seem to be coming out of it. What's going on with James Johnson? We've gotten a couple of people who have written in on Facebook and have made some phone calls and wanted to know about his health. I know he broke his nose earlier in the season, and his minutes seem to have been reduced lately. We just wondered if he was okay.
Yeah, James is okay. He's he had the broken nose earlier, but I think a couple of things relate to James, well, maybe lack of minutes so far. Number one, Hassan and Mike are just playing phenomenal, and the effort that those two are giving us on the defensive end, mm-hmm. them being the third year in our system defensively, I just think they're ahead of every post that we have, and then Akil's playing pretty well at the bench. And then number two, I think James is still adjusting a little bit to playing the game at this speed, this level, having played in Canada for as many years as he did, and then a couple of years in California. I still think there's a dramatic difference when you've played at a high level on the high school scene here in the States, or even your first year or two of college. So we certainly anticipate James helping us down the road, and when that time comes, we're not sure, but we're excited to have him in our program. And sometimes, especially when you have guys that have had success and that are playing with a lot of confidence and with a lot of efficiency, like Mike and Hassan are, sometimes you just kind of got to wait it out.
Which brings us to Darian Atkins, who has shown some flashes of some real leaping ability that, Virginia normally has not had that kind of player, particularly with that height. So we just wondered about his status, and at some point, can you have to decide whether they can redshirt or not, right?
Well, Darian can't redshirt.
Okay.
He's playing once you play a minute, and James redshirted last year, so those two aren't candidates.
Okay.
And for Darian, the first three games of the year, he sat out due to a violation of our team rules, and that slowed him a little bit, because his first game of competition, I think, was the Drexel game, and Drexler has two really good interior players, so I'm not even sure if he got in or how many minutes he got if he did. But we love DA's potential, and I think as you mentioned, DA is a great athlete. He's got a huge upside.
Oh, yeah.
And we really think he's going to be good down the road for us. But again, hard to find minutes for everyone. And if you look across college basketball, the top however many programs you want, especially in the ACC, there's guys everywhere that are frustrated with their lack of minutes, and everything's fine and dandy until the season starts and you play XYZ games and you only get half the minutes that you thought you would. All of a sudden, here comes the frustrations that arise in every program. The great thing about our guys is seemingly we've avoided any of those conflicts thus far, and our guys are really bought into the cause and representing Virginia at the University of Virginia, and in our basketball program.
No matter how good a coach you are, you only have 200 minutes to divvy up, and everybody wants to play 40 of them. So
it does
get to be a challenge. Coach, the one thing this basketball team hasn't done yet is play a true road game. You had the three games at a neutral court down in the Virgin Islands, but you're about to make the road trip to the West Coast. I know, you coached out there. Our listeners may not know that much about the venue out at Oregon and the University of Seattle. Can you give us any insights on what it's going to be like for the team to go out there and play in a hostile environment?
Well, I was in the Pac-10 for 2 years, and we actually took our New Mexico team and our Portland State team at the friendly confines of Mack Court. So, and Coach Bennett was at Washington State for 6 years total, three with his father as an assistant, and then three as a head coach. So we know full well how difficult that environment is. They've got a terrific program. Dana Altman's a great coach. They're 4-2, should be 6-2 when we play them, and they've already played two true road games. So it'll be a great test for us. I think there's some kind of ceremony related to an induction of a Hall of Fame, something there. So I know it's going to be a packed house. There'll be a lot of energy in that venue, but it's great preparation for ACC basketball. And as it relates to Seattle U, they play at the Key Arena, which is where the Sonics used to play, hoping they bring the Sonics back soon, guys. That's my team. But it's a huge venue, and Seattle U is it's an off-site, off their campus site, so I'm not sure they'll get, I have no idea how many fans they'll get, but they beat us last year at our own arena, so we certainly remember and are respectful of the program that they have. So two great tests for us that head into Christmas, and you know, if they're important games for our non-conference season.
Yeah, and I think the one thing about Coach Bennett's program, I would think a key to being successful on the road is how you play on the defensive end and be consistent from that standpoint. So beyond playing solid defense, what are your opinions or attitude about how are you successful playing away from home?
Well, Coach has said from the day he's got here that, and he's proven it in the programs that he's built and been a part of at Wisconsin, at Washington State, that he wanted a program that was built on solid pillars, foundational pieces, and a program that was meant to travel well. And I think when you play good D and you take care of the basketball, you at least give your team a chance to, if they shoot it well, or you know, if the game comes down to the last 2 minutes and you execute accordingly, you're going to have a chance to come out with a desired outcome. So I like the you know, the philosophy that coaches instilled in our guys. I think they've got buy-in and ownership in that philosophy, and because of that, we're anxious to experience these tests. But first and foremost, guys, I know you guys are too far removed from this to remember, but we got to knock out these finals.
Yeah.
So coach is giving them the weekend off. We got a couple of different practices here. We had today off, so we'll practice two of the next 5 days, but really hoping our guys can continue to balance that great balance that a student athlete needs to have and do a great job in the classroom, because this is a prestigious institution, and rightfully so. So we are as competitive on the court as or on the in the classroom as we are in the court, and we're trying to give those guys some time to mentally focus on this week, because it's an important week for them as it relates to what our goals are academically as well.
Coach McKay, a question I'm sure many of our listeners are curious about. Recently, the early November signing period, Virginia secured commitments from Justin Anderson, Evan Nolte, Mike Toby, and Tevin Jones. Can you give us a little thumbnail response to each one of those fine young men?
Yeah, we're excited about, obviously, the character that they have and the fit that they'll be for our basketball program and, again, our institution. But as it relates to their game, Tevin Jones is probably the least heralded of them. Tevin is from Annapolis, North Carolina. He's kind of a point guard that can score a little bit. I wouldn't put anything past Tevin. He's just one of those guys that's continued to overcome throughout his career. And I think he's got the right approach to it. A little chip on his shoulder, and once is excited to prove himself. Justin Anderson, we all know about. You can just YouTube him and get excited about what he brings to the table. What a phenomenal, phenomenal person, great leader. We think his energy, his competitiveness is going to be infectious in our program, and there'll be much expectation of Justin. And as most first years or freshmen have to adjust to just college life, I'm sure Justin will have that same transition. But he's ready made in terms of his body, his toughness, his approach. The kid is ready made. He's going to have a great career at the University of Virginia. Mike Toby, maybe the least evaluated of all of them. Mike's got a great upside. Coach and Ron Sanchez did a great job early of evaluating him, and he continues to get rave reviews. Mike, as he adds strength, is going to be a terrific inside presence.
But not least, Coach, real quick on Evan Nolte. I think we're getting down to the bottom of the hour, and we don't want to have to cut you off. But
yep, Evan, great shooter. I think will stretch the defense, and again, another one that's really going to add a ton to our program instantly.
All right, Richie McKay, Associate Head Coach at Virginia. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight, and continued success.
All right, guys, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Richie.
Happy holidays.
All right, I guess we'll be on regular time next week.
Next week's show, we know that we've got Chris Horn from the Sabre give us a recruiting update, and also we're working on several former UVA basketball players. Look forward to next week's show, regular time, 6 to 7 o'clock.
Talk then. Thanks for listening.
Go Hoos.